Reading Lessons by Carol Atherton. Read by Emma Cunniff. It's the end of the day. An hour ago, all was noise. Thudding feet, hurried conversations, whoops of joy at being released into the wild. But now, everything's still, apart from the dust motes that shimmer in the air. The smell remains, as you might expect. How could it not? With 1,000 teenage bodies crammed into one building. It's a smell I'd recognise anywhere, after nearly 30 years of teaching. Top notes of sweat, cut grass and muddy boots fresh from the playing fields. The lingering traces of whatever experiment was being performed in the chemistry lab during the last lesson of the day. The occasional jarring whiff of deodorant from someone who was trying to impress. If it's been raining, a pervasive stench of wet dogs. And, of course, the musty scent of books. Look at them. They totter in piles in the stock cupboard. Some of them still shiny and proud, others rubbed at the edges. They've been handled by hundreds of students, the names and dates recorded in their front pages reaching back maybe 10 years, maybe 20. They've travelled home in fusty school bags, crammed in with exercise books, scrunched up letters, sedimentary layers of long-forgotten packed lunches. Some will have been treated carefully, respectfully. Others will have served their time under beds, amongst crumbs and lost socks, waiting to be retrieved at the end of the year and returned to the light. Take one down from the shelf, sniff it, open it and look through its pages. It'll take you back to your own school days, to whichever classroom you sat in all those years ago.